وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of talks about humanity in the Holy Quran, which is called For Humanity program. This is IRIB English Radio, and I'm Hamza Azizi talking with you about the human rights in the Holy Quran during these recent episodes. In recent episodes, we talked about the types of human rights in the Holy Quran, and even we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought some new types of rights and new types of freedom for human beings. We talked about spiritual freedom, and we said that is something new to human beings brought by the Holy Quran. As we have a narration from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, saying that أَلَا حُرٌ يَدَعُ هَذِهِ اللُّمَاضَةَ لِأَهْلِهَا. Do you remember that we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the life in this universe, the corporeal life, the corporeal aspect of life is like a blossom, beautiful, but not lasting very much. Amir al-Mu'mineen talks about that from another aspect. He says that this life is like a food debris, a piece of food that remains between teeth. Because these benefits, these desires have been used several times by other generations, by previous generations. So it's not something new, it's not something very delicious and very a thing that could be pleased with. So this is a new type of freedom, to get rid of these types of limitations, and to get rid of surrounding of these desires. Another type of freedom that is very known to the Western culture and to our world today is freedom of thought or freedom of belief. The main issue and the primary issue of freedom of thought has nothing to oppose with Islamic ideology. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the very beginning of the Holy Book, from the very beginning till the end, several times constantly advises human beings to think, to ponder upon any aspect, any issue, any angle of their lives and their existence. So at-tafakkur is a kind of issue that has been emphasized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran in several and variety of verses. And the other point is that if by freedom of thought we mean freedom of belief and freedom of ideology, that is also something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not oppose that. Even to express the ideology and to express your belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is not forbidden as long as it matches and it suits the general benefits and general situations of the society. Let us talk about that after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to IRIB English Radio. This is the series of talks of For Humanity program, and I'm Hamza Azizi talking with you about the different types of human rights mentioned in the Holy Quran. We said that one of those familiar and famous and prominent type of freedom is freedom of thought, or let's say freedom of belief. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only does not oppose with freedom of belief, but also he does not oppose the expressing different ideas and different beliefs from the common beliefs of the society. But that has a condition, and that condition is as long as it does not oppose the general benefits of the whole society and the whole ummah. And that is quite rational. You see that human beings are so careful about their physical hygiene. So if someone has a contagious illness, it is quite rational for human beings to prevent him from getting out of the house or getting in the crowds and in public places. And no one gives him this right to be quite free about wherever he going wherever he wishes. Or if someone wants to smoke, it is quite rational that other human beings would say that you are not allowed to smoke in a public place. As the Western scholars say that human beings are free as long as their freedom does not violate the freedom of the others. This is the very prominent ruling and formula of liberalism. So the same formula entails that if any type of expressing different ideas violates the general benefits of the whole society, and it violates the mentality of the whole society, that is not within the scope of freedom. So that is not a kind of legitimate freedom. Inshallah, we will talk about the other types of freedom in the next episodes. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 صل على محمد وآله